uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Monday morning. Hello. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show with Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, Lenny Brier, technical producer in Houston, and you at 833-563-2539. Twitter and Instagram, Radio Now AM Show, if you want to tweet something or slide into the DM, say what up. And also, of course, Facebook. In Indy, it's Radio Now 100.9. In Houston, it's Radio Now Houston. If you look for that, you can give it a like. We usually put a topic or two that we're talking about on there, so there's always a way for you to get in and be involved. We have a lot going on this morning. Mackenzie will get to the garbage in a bit. We got Monday motivations and positivity for you. Joe's Need to Know News. We got Song of the Day. We'll tell you about that special theme in just 1 second. Also, Mackenzie's got Murder Monday for the first time.
Yes, the Hollywood Ripper.
Ooh, looking forward to that. That's coming up at 7:30, 6:30 Central. We definitely got to talk about an Indy. It's big news, but it has a Texas connection, too, because he lived in Texas and played high school football. Andrew Luck, surprise, big surprise announcement that he retired over the weekend. We'll talk more about that. Some of us were actually even at the game. And speaking of that, too, we're scheduled to have, everybody knows this guy, probably the greatest punter and the coolest dude in the world, Pat McAfee, his former teammate, and another guy that retired early in his NFL career, at least to a lot of people's opinion. We'll talk to him and so much more this morning here on the show. Mackenzie, how was your weekend?
My weekend was great. It went by so fast. Everything's like running through my head what we did.
You gotta write it all down.
Yeah, it was great. I spent just a lot of time with my little Lucy. We went to the pool. It was awesome on Saturday. We had a great time trying to soak up those last rays of sunshine of the summer before Labor Day weekend. It was just a great weekend. It was great. How was yours?
It was really good. I got to hang out with my wife and we got to spend some quality time. And I think it was my favorite, but like the most awkward thing ever was going to see the Colts play the Bears in here in Indy. And it was just a whole cluster from the beginning. They have an NFL rule, which we keep on forgetting whenever we go to a game, that you can't bring a person. It's got to be like clear.
Right. It has to be clear.
So
within measurements.
It was packed already. There's so many events going on. So we had to turn around. We didn't even get into the game. We were there at the first quarter, like ready to go up the gate. We didn't get into the game till 4 minutes left in the second quarter.
Did Lynn's, what happened? She had to put her purse back.
It took us like 30 minutes just to get an Uber back to come to the station.
Oh, wow.
Put it in my car, then Uber back there.
Oh, no.
And the thing is, like, I won tickets. Like, there's an entry, like, who wants to go to the game from our boss, and my big boss is like, oh, I'm glad you came to the game. So I'm sure I'll never get tickets again.
You're the one that won. We get this email. I'm like, oh, that'd be so cool.
Well, trust me, I hardly ever get to go either. And so I got to go, and at least I don't know. I got to witness history, but I didn't want to be there. I could see Andrew Luck on the sideline as we get a notification at the end of the third quarter that the guy's retired. I'm like, wait, you're right there.
You know, that leaked, too. It wasn't supposed to come out till Sunday.
Yeah. There's a lot of speculation about that. How was your weekend, Liv?
It was good. I was shocked, obviously, by this Andrew Luck news, too. And I've been just like reading about it obsessively, listening to people talk about it. And Adam Schefter, he's a huge newsbreaker in the sports world. He's actually the one that leaked it early because, you know, it wasn't supposed to come out like that. The timeline was rushed and everything. So I've just been like obsessively reading about that. But I got to see my family this weekend. I got to see my little nephews and nieces. And so it was really fun.
That's cool. How was your weekend, Porkchop?
It was very interesting. Was good, but it was busy. I worked a double at the steakhouse on Saturday. I worked at the steakhouse Sunday night.
Did you make some good tips?
Yeah, I did. I made good, much-needed money. We came in Sunday morning, me and Joe, and talked a little bit on the radio about the Andrew Luck retirement thing. But the highlight of my weekend came Friday night.
Yes! I've been waiting to hear about the date.
I had such a fantastic time.
Yes, he had a date with a hottie first time.
So, okay, this is the first date, not a second date with the other one.
Right. Oh, and by the way, I respectfully, like, did text the other guy. I'm like, we're cool, we're friends, and
so
all
you
that.
Guys and dunzo after one date the other guy?
No, I wouldn't say, like, I mean...
Wow, he must have knocked him out of the
back
park.
Burner, no, back no, no. burner? Like,
no.
Warming
not
tray?
Even, not even that.
Warming tray.
Like, he wrote me and was like, dude, it's fine. Like, you're single and dating. And I was like, all right, so like we're chill? And he's like, yeah, we're chill.
You are so sweet and considerate. Like, you didn't even have to do that. So I'm sure he was appreciative of saying, hey, you're kind of sliding into second base.
All right,
or,
man.
I mean, number two spot.
Whoa, you think they went to second base
I said
already?
That wrong.
Jeez, Mackenzie, what do you know? Spoiler alert. All right, well, hey, man, I want to hear more about that. You mind talking about that later on the show? I'd like to know how the first date went.
Definitely.
God, I got to talk about your dating life because all I'm doing is celebrating anniversaries over here. So.
Aww, that's a good thing. Happy
no, it is. It is. It is. It is. But I love hearing other people's life and what it's like. So, all right, well, hey, we will find out everything happening in the garbage with Mackenzie coming up in 3 minutes after Post Malone and Young Thug goodbyes.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Oh, man. The shocker heard throughout the nation. Andrew Luck announces he is retiring from the NFL, saying constant injuries have taken away his love for the game.
I told the guys earlier in the locker room, it's been the honor of a lifetime to represent the Horseshoe and the city of Indianapolis, both on and off the field.
Well, my friends, thank you. And my wife, Nicole, thank you. I love you.
That tore me up. I started crying myself. Luck, who's 29, he turns 30 on September 12th. He met with the Colts owner, Jim Irsay, to share his decision beforehand. And now you were there, Joe. Saturday night, the third preseason game, our boys in blue taking on the Chicago Bears, and Andrew Luck got booed. Here's some sounds from it.
People were not happy. They were cussing. They were swearing.
This breaks my heart.
I get why. Like, it's not right. It was an emotional reaction. I think more people are actually, if you think about it, they're just tired of being lied to. We've been told every year, like, oh, he'll be back, and then he missed the whole season. Like, we've never really known what's going on with this guy, but maybe we don't know. Maybe the injuries didn't seem that bad, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with
him. Nobody has any idea. Think about the guts, the sheer kahunas it takes to make this kind of decision. He says it's not an easy decision, the hardest of his life, but it was the right one for him. He's walking away from about $500 million, it's reported.
Well, he's still taking $97 million. I mean, that is a lot of money, right?
Yes, but his beautiful wife, Nicole, I mean, they're expecting their first child. I love general manager Chris Ballard. He says, we wish Andrew Luck the best. This young man has done a lot for the city of Indianapolis and for the Indianapolis Colts. And so for that, we say thank you. He's an outstanding human being, outstanding athlete. And we should be saying thank you for what he's done, not booing him.
Yeah, the booing is not the way that I think anybody wants to walk off the field for the last time.
No, but of course, we were all pretty shook about it. Well, let's move on for now to Dayton, Ohio. Yesterday, they proclaimed it Dave Chappelle Day, basically. Okay, so comedian Dave Chappelle of The Chappelle Show and other things, he hosted a really cool free benefit concert in Dayton, Ohio to honor the people that lost their lives in this month's mass shooting and to benefit families and survivors.
To show the world that nothing will get us down. No matter what's going on, no matter how tough these times get, we hold our heads up high because we know what we're about.
How cool is that? The event was called Gem City Shine. Chappelle himself, a resident of Yellow Springs, Ohio, about 20 miles outside of Dayton. He just felt like he should do something, and he did. Stevie Wonder was in attendance.
What That's really
cool. thing that they did. I'm proud of those guys. I love that. Well, Hailey Bieber, she is about to say I do again. They're already married, but they're going to have another ceremony coming up in September. She and the Biebs, she is continuing to expand her collection of teeny tiny tattoos. She posted some new pics of her ink. She has new intricate ink drawings of stars, moons, and floral patterns going down each of her fingers. She's a huge fan of tats. Here she is talking about her first one.
My very first one was this one, and it's my parents' wedding date. And I just figured if I got something dedicated to them, they wouldn't be as mad.
Do you have any tattoos?
I do not. I am ink free. What about you?
I got a tramp stamp, but I don't like to talk
about
it.
You have a tramp stamp? Might as well be a bullseye.
I'll show you after the show.
And get this, Sophia Richie turned 21 over the weekend, and what a birthday she had. You can hear the squealing as she and her girlfriends, including Kylie Jenner, got onto their private jet to go to Vegas.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. They took over Encore Beach Club at Wynn Las Vegas. It was insane. Here's the big thing, though. Scott Disick, her boyfriend, Boyfriend of the Year Award, got her not one but two luxury vehicles, one of them being a black Aston Martin, retailing around $200,000.
I'm glad Lindsay doesn't expect that for her birthday.
Step it up, men.
I'll never be able to do that. Mackenzie right. with the garbage this yes. morning here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
If you're feeling good, say yes.
Monday Motivation, we just want to share a little positivity with you, and that's what we do. These stories eventually go up onto our Instagram stories. You can swipe up, and we'll have a link so you can check them all out individually. Let me kick things off with Quinn, a little kid unable to leave his house due to a high-risk infection from battling cancer. No kid, by the way, should be battling cancer, but so rough. Well, guess what? The Dropkick Murphys, same state as him, they brought a concert to his front yard. This is so cool. And the lead singer had like a little shark on his hand, so he's like singing as the shark. And
I know what we're going to hear.
When he's giggling, he kind of goes like, hee. So if you hear the kid making some noise, that's what's happening.
I'm shipping up to Boston. Hey. I'm shipping up to Boston. I'm shipping up to Boston. I'm shipping off to fight Quinn's wedding.
Just so cool. They're right there. The window's up in the front yard, and the kid's having a ball.
I'm a sailor pig, and I lost my leg. Climbing up the top sails, I lost my leg.
What did he eat his leg? Come on, he ate his leg.
You can see the full video. It's so cute. It's so, like, there's no way you cannot smile and be thankful and grateful once you check that video out for Monday Motivation. Mackenzie, what do you got today for Monday Motivation?
All right, so I read a lot, and I love to study the habits of highly successful people. And the one thing I found is that they constantly fail. They fail
what?
All the time. Fail. People are so scared of failure, but it is essential to having success. You get experience, knowledge, resilience, growth, value. So I found this really cool video. I want to share a little bit of it. It features J.K. Rowling, Ariana Huffington, the creator of Spanx, who I love, Sarah Blakely, and my girl Oprah on failing.
It doesn't matter how far you might rise. At some point, you are bound to stumble. Because if you are constantly pushing yourself higher, higher, the law of averages predicts that you will at some point fall.
You might never fail on the scale I did, but some failure in life is inevitable. It is impossible to live without failing at something.
I was really lucky when I was growing up, my dad used to actually encourage my brother and me to fail. And so I would come home and sit at the dinner table and he would say, Sarah, what did you fail at this week? And if I didn't have something, he would actually be disappointed.
I love talking about my failures more than my successes because I feel as an older woman talking to younger women, that's the most important thing I can teach. That failure is an essential part of success.
Here's the key. Learn from every mistake.
The knowledge that you have emerged wiser and stronger from setbacks means that you are ever after secure in your ability to survive.
There's nobody who succeeded who hasn't failed along the way. It really means that you haven't really tried anything big. You know, you've stayed always within your comfort zone. That's the only way to make sure you always succeed. When I feel the universe supports you and sort of unlikely things happen, it's like in fairy tales when you have all the helpful animals that come along to help the hero or the heroine, you know, on their journey. The difference between success and failure is perseverance. It's like continuing on your path, pursuing your vision, no matter what.
Now I'm looking for all these little like fairy tale characters to come help me out today with all my stuff.
It's so true. The only way not to fail is never to try anything, and that's really a life not lived. So go do it. Fail forward.
Liv the Web Girl, what do you got for Monday Motivation?
Okay, so mine is about this little baby who at 4 months old, her mom realized something just wasn't right. She wasn't gaining weight, and it turned out she had a heart disease where the left side of her heart was double its size. And so they tried an open heart surgery to correct the problem, and it didn't. And so they put her on the heart transplant list. And in the middle of that, she had a brain bleed that they had to go in and fix, and they almost lost her then. And they almost gave up hope. And then a few weeks shy of her first birthday, she gets a heart and has a heart transplant and gets to spend her first birthday home with her family that she had been away from ever since she was 4 months old.
That's incredible.
I know.
See, this reminds us when we sweat the small stuff, there's stress and then there's stress.
Yeah, no kidding. My biggest problem does not involve needing a heart transplant today.
Right, exactly.
All right, ladies, thank you so much. If you want to see the Monday Motivation stories for yourself, you can go to our website. Also, we'll put a swipe up link up on Instagram. Less than 10 minutes away from Song of the Day. It's going to be a special category today. We actually switched up. It's going to be related to Andrew Luck, the Colts quarterback, announcing his retirement over the weekend. So that's coming up after Joe's Need to Know News. A custody dispute between estranged spouses has led to what might be the first allegation of crime in outer space.
Crime in space, it's a thing.
Yeah, apparently astronaut Anne McClain is accused of improperly accessing the bank accounts of her estranged spouse while she was aboard the International Space Station. So that's what they're doing.
What?
Apparently the bank even has records to prove this. Her estranged spouse is accusing her of identity theft. The woman McClain is now accused of taking or even moving money. She maintains she was simply doing what she's always done while the couple was together, keeping an eye on finances out of concern for the boy that they've been raising together. Well, now they're splitting, and McClain is fighting for the shared parenting rights. So this is interesting.
It is.
Got to worry about like cyber threats. Now I got to worry about outer space threats. Can we blame this on the Martians?
More things to worry about. Great.
All right. I saw this, and I worry about anybody. Like, I know Jewel Daddy. He's a vapor, and anybody that hits the Jewel, be careful. A person in Illinois is dead after contracting a severe respiratory illness from vaping. Yeah, no joke. The state's Department of Public Health revealed that the resident died after being hospitalized for severe respiratory illness. The agency also said the number of reported cases in that state involving people who have used e-cigarettes or vaped and were later hospitalized with respiratory issues has doubled in the past week alone.
Don't do it, kids.
So, yeah, no smoky, no vapey. No. And finally, you might want to cover your ears for this one. Like, literally, cover your ears. A woman in Kansas City, Missouri thought she had water in her left ear. Isn't that the worst when you go? You went swimming, right, Mackenzie?
Yes. And you can't feel like you just can't quite. You got shaking
it out and it doesn't come out. Well, here's the thing. That feeling wouldn't go away, so she went to see a doctor. The first person in the exam room was an assistant. She ran out of the room and said, "I'm going to get a couple more people. I'll be right back."
That's never a good sign.
No. She's like, "I think you have an insect in there." They came back in and told her that it was a venomous brown recluse spider.
Oh my, this is my worst nightmare.
Here's audio. Here's her just talking about the symptoms.
I woke up hearing a bunch of swooshing and water in my left ear.
So once again, like anybody else, you'd assume, okay, I must have went into the pool or the lake and I got something in here. And here's just the whole situation of what happened with her and the staff and finding out there was a spider in the air.
Ran out and said, "I'm going to go get a couple more people," and she said, "I think you have an insect in there." Now, I didn't panic because I didn't know what exactly it was until she came back in and they told me it was a spider. They had a few tools and they worked their magic and got it out.
Oh, what if it laid eggs?
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Now, Mackenzie, I have to ask, after being at the pool this weekend, how are your ears feeling?
They're feeling just fine. I don't really put my head under.
Okay. Pork Chop, can you check Mackenzie's ears? I just want to make sure she didn't bring any spiders.
I would die.
Into the studio.
I would die.
Yeah, it amazes me when you see people, usually in other countries, it's like, they had what in their ear?
No, my sister is a child life specialist, works at a hospital, and a little girl came in and they thought she had eardrum damage. Uh-huh. She had a cockroach.
Oh, God, don't tell Liv the Web Girl that. Do not tell her that one.
Straight in there.
It was like a little one?
I mean, they're still kind of big.
Yeah, no kidding. How does that even happen? Okay, I hate to wrap it up that way, but that is Joe's Need to Know News.
Enjoy your breakfast!
Yay! Hey. Song of the day, your voice, your text at 52140. The word song makes the difference, and that's what we go by. Here we go. Today's category, they're farewell songs if you were in Andrew Luck's position. If you missed it, the Indianapolis Colts quarterback also has a Texas connection. He played football in Texas, and he grew up part of his life down there. If you missed it, Andrew Luck announced he was retiring. Didn't want to. It kind of happened. ESPN sent out a little a message on their app saying, hey, speculation is Andrew Luck's retiring, and then he had to address it after the preseason game. So that being said, that's where we're coming from. Farewell songs if you were in Andrew Luck's position. Let's go here, and I guess I'll kick it off, and I honestly feel like this is the song that will win Song of the Day.
Ooh.
Because you know what? You got to say good riddance. You got to look back and just have a good time, and you never really knew what was going to happen, and I think Green Day, they kind of say it best.
So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Oh, how fitting for that guy right there.
So good.
All right, if you want to hear that song, text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. All right, Live the Web Girl, what is your song for Song of the Day?
So I picked the song Hurt by Christina Aguilera because Andrew Luck wants us all to know that he is hurt physically with his body being all banged up, and he is hurt mentally because football is his favorite sport of all time.
That hurts just to hear. Okay, if you want to hear Christina Aguilera Hurt Live song for Song of the Day, all you have to do is text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Pork chop. Mackenzie. Let me go to Mackenzie.
Oh.
What do you got? Sorry for the false alarm there. What is your song of the day? Farewell songs if you were in Andrew Luck's position.
Well, I just feel like he's an outstanding man, outstanding athlete, and we just should be thanking him. So he should go out on a high note with a little DJ Khaled. All I do is win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money. And they stay there.
I just want to raise the energy, get the good vibes going, steer it away to say thank you, we love you, rather than everyone being sad.
Could we modify, like, sometimes I win, 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 win? Okay, if you want to hear Mackenzie's song, it is DJ Khaled, All I Do Is Win. Text the word SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Get that vote in now. And finally, last but not least, producer Pork Chop, what song did you choose for Song of the Day?
So if I was in Andrew Luck's position, the song I would want is to let my friends and my family know that, you know, yesterday I was in pain, but not today. I'm washing it away, and I'm coming home. It's Diddy Dirty Money.
I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday.
Ooh, that's a good one right there. Okay, Pork Chop.
And I'm announcing my retirement as well.
Yeah.
Yay!
We're going to miss you, dude.
From here or the steakhouse?
From here.
No. All right. Well, we're going to miss you, man. Thank you for all you've done. If you want to vote for that song, all you got to do is text 52140, that number, the word song, S-O-N-G. Once again, here's all your songs. You only get one vote, so use it wisely. If you want to hear Green Day, Good Riddance, that's mine. You can text SONG to 52140. If you want to hear Christina Aguilera, Hurt, that was Liv's song. If you want to hear Mackenzie, DJ Khaled, All I Do Is Win, that was hers. And Pork Chop's Diddy Dirty and Dirty Money, I'm Coming Home. It'll give you all the options. Just text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Voting is now open. We will get a winner coming up next here on Radio Now. Uh All right, we are calculating the results right now. Producer Porkchop is doing that. This is Song of the Day here on Radio Now. And let's give you a little recap of what you could have voted for. Make sure you save the number 52140 into your phone. That way you can vote tomorrow for Song of the Day. The theme today was definitely a change of course what we were going with. But unfortunately, it was something that happened. It was farewell songs. If you were in Andrew Luck's position at 29 years old over the weekend, he announced he is retiring from the NFL from physical and mental fatigue, and definitely a tough thing for him, so it was tough for us to pick out our songs. Myself, Joe, I went with Green Day, Good Riddance, like Time of Your Life, just remembering the good times.
I hope you had the time of your life.
All right, we also had Mackenzie with DJ Khaled, All I Do Is Win.
And I've had my...
Oops,
nope,
sorry, that sounds like...
DJ Khaled, he sounds different.
Oh, that's Liv's. Yeah, well, you know he can hit the high notes. Everybody yeah. thinks he says another one. That's actually Liv, Christina Aguilera, Hurt. All right, here we go with Mackenzie's. It's DJ Khaled, All I Do Is Win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
And finally, we got Porkchop had Diddy and Dirty Money, I'm Coming Home.
I'm coming home, tell the world I'm coming home.
Thank you, Rosie. The votes...
Robot Rosie.
...are in. The ladies did not come to play today.
Aww.
Fourth and third place go to the ladies, and it doesn't even matter mentioning who was in fourth
Dang,
or third.
Dang, boy.
Because okay. it was that bad.
I don't know. It's kind of nice, because usually I'm in fourth place, so I like to hear who's the worst, but okay.
In first place, with over 50% of the vote.
It's clearly Porkchop.
Producer Porkchop.
No! 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 There's no way!
Sorry.
That was a good selection. I have to give it to Producer Porkchop.
I crushed you on Twitter and on the texts.
All right, well, here's your Song of the Day winner. Farewell songs if you were in Andrew Luck's position. It's Diddy and Dirty Money. Coming home here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Okay, a mom in Georgia, I think this is genius, because kids are always asking for money and more allowance. She set up a job fair in her house after her kids kept on asking for a raise, like, Ma, I want more money for my allowance. Ma, I need to buy more Fortnite skins. Ma. I mean, Mackenzie, you got a little 9-year-old daughter. Is she asking you for an allowance? Is that even happening?
Lucy, you know, we started that, but we've kind of been off of it lately, which is fine with me.
What, does she just get, like, direct deposit into her account, or what's happening?
Here's our thing. When I take her to run errands with me, she gets to pick out something small, like little under $5. Yeah.
Okay, but does she have to do any chores? Because that got me thinking as a kid, like, this mom wrote a few things. The woman,
oh, yeah, I want to hear these.
She set up a job fair, which is just genius. While her kids were at school, she put it up on the wall and throughout the home. She taped up ads for three different jobs. They were kitchen manager, lead housekeeper, and laundry supervisor.
Genius!
She also created, I love this, Mom's Credit Union, through which she offered her children a way to build credit.
That she's instilling lessons. I love this.
I think the best part, though, of this whole story is the woman even sent a rejection letter to her oldest son because he applied for the same position as his younger sister, and she felt her daughter was more qualified for that position.
That's amazing.
That's like insult to injury.
If you give them a sense of pride doing the work and they have a title, right? Especially my little girl's age, they love to help and they want to do things.
I remember as a kid for a while, eventually I hated doing things, but I just remember, like, I'd go to my neighbors, like, once I discovered what money was, you could buy whatever you want. I was like cutting grass. I was raking leaves. I mean, I don't know though. Do kids still even have chores? Do parents do chores and allowances? I feel like kids don't have to do anything.
I think a lot of kids still have chores. Would you be more apt though, say, oh, I don't know, to clean your bathrooms if you got $20 every time you did it?
Oh my gosh. My wife always yells at me about like the toilet and the toilet area. If she'd give me $20 every time I did that, we would have like a hotel quality standard like bathroom. It would
exactly.
be the best looking thing ever.
You should give it to yourself. Tell yourself, I get $20, even though it is your own money.
All right. If anybody has any jobs available for Porkchop or Liv, they're always looking for a second and third job. Just let us know like what their allowance would be.
Yes, please.
You can send us a little DM, Radio Now AM Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
The shocker heard throughout the nation, Andrew Luck announces he is retiring from the NFL, saying constant injuries have taken away his love for the game.
I told the guys earlier in the locker room, it's been the honor of a lifetime to represent the Horseshoe and the city of Indianapolis, both on and off the field.
Well, my friends, thank you. And my wife, Nicole, thank you. I love you.
This made me tear up. That was so brave of him, saying it's the hardest decision of his life, but it's the right decision for him. Luck, he's 29. He turns 30 on September 12th. He met with the Colts owner, Jim Irsay, prior to making this big decision, prior to, it was supposed to not even get out until Sunday, but on Saturday, and I know you were at the game, Joe, everyone was getting wind during the preseason game.
It went complete like madhouse to like silent, and everybody's like looking around. Somebody behind me, Samson, actually one of our boss's sons, like, hey, Andrew Luck's retiring. I'm like, shut up, dude. He's like, no, look. And there was an ESPN alert saying that there were reports. And yeah, that's how kind of I think everybody found out. Then like, we're wait, he's on the sideline. He's not retiring, but he was.
And then my heart breaks because people started booing him, which I totally disagree with.
Yeah, you don't cuss either.
No.
But people were not happy. Definitely an emotional reaction to that, I think. I don't think people really, in hindsight, wanted to boo Andrew Luck as his last moment as a Colt.
But until you realize, no one knows what he has gone through. And think about the weight of this decision. Like I said, the bravery it took. I mean, he's reportedly the NFL saying he's walking away from potentially $500 million. General Manager Chris Ballard says, we wish Andrew Luck the best. This young man has done a lot for the city of Indianapolis and for the Indianapolis Colts. And that is so very true. We should be saying thank you. He's an outstanding athlete and an even more outstanding human being. I want to add, there's a random side note. O.J. Simpson, of all people, had something to say.
Andrew Luck, what did I do to you? You could have retired an hour and a half ago before I picked you in my fantasy picks.
Fantasy.
I mean, what did I do, man? I've been a fan of yours. Why would you do this to me? Come out of retirement. I'm just saying.
Now I might have to allegedly kill you and your friends.
I don't want OJ mad at me.
No kidding.
But we want to say thank you to Andrew Luck. And coming up at 8:45, good friend of the show, Pat McAfee, is going to join us to weigh in. Cannot wait for that. Pat, yes. Well, this is so cool. One of my favorites, Ryan Reynolds, is saying happy birthday to his beautiful wife, Blake Lively. And he did it like only Ryan could.
I could never love anything as much as I love you. I would say that to my wife. And then the second I looked in that baby's eyes, I knew in that exact moment that if we were ever under attack, I would use my wife as a human shield to protect that baby.
That's love.
These two, it's hilarious. He posted a slew of pictures on his Instagram of Blake looking horrible, like not so ready, like her eyes are shut. She's off to the side. They're just such a fun, cool couple. They have, the two little ones. Is she pregnant? She's pregnant right now. So they have two babies and one on the way. But talk about a couple goals. Love them so much. I'm pumped for this. Another Disney movie. The first look is out as Emma Stone portraying Cruella de Vil.
Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil. If she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will. To see her is to take a sudden chill. Cruella.
Dude, 101 Dalmatians as a kid. Cruella de Vil scared the crap out of me.
Right? And so she's total punk in this movie. It's directed by Tim Burton, so you can understand it's going to have that Edward Scissorhands kind of feel. But the first glance came out. It's really cool. It hits theaters May 28th of 2021. I'll definitely be bringing My Little Lucy. Well, YouTuber James Charles is taking control. He's an influencer who posted his own nude photos after his Twitter account was reportedly hacked.
Hi, sisters. James Charles here, and welcome back to my YouTube channel.
So Charles was like, no one is going to take advantage of me. I'm the only one who's taking these. You can't threaten me now. So he's like, I'll just post my own nude. So he did. And I mean, it's just kind of, they're dainty. Like, you can just see his like backside. He's turning to the side. It's nothing too vulgar, but I feel like that's when people try to extort money from you or whatever, if you just take control and post it yourself, what can they do?
I'm just going to take photos today. So in case anything happens in the future, I'm covered.
Yeah, there you go.
I guess not covered.
Good. Exactly. Well, and don't forget tonight, 8 p.m. MTV's VMAs are going down. It's going to be juicy. Sean and Camila are going to be there. Will they arrive as a couple? We will see Lizzo, Lil Nas, Taylor Swift all performing, the Joe Bros, and Naughty by Nature? The OGs?
Man, we are looking at an interesting lineup.
That's right, tonight at 8 p.m. MTV.
Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
We do Murder Monday to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. You can call today the number 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Mackenzie, what do you got today for Murder Monday?
Ooh, I've been following this case closely. Three murders, a serial killer on the run for nearly three decades, and a victim connected to Ashton Kutcher. This is the case of the Hollywood Ripper. The first murder happened in the middle of the night. Sycamore, Illinois. Small town. It's 1993. 18-year-old Patricia Caccio was coming home. She hears a rustling in the bushes near her home. She begins to walk faster. The sounds grow louder. She walks even faster when suddenly a dark figure lunges out of the bushes, grabs her, and stabs 18-year-old Patricia multiple times, leading to her death. The next morning, Patricia's own father, who called her Trisha, goes out to grab his newspaper, as he always did, coffee cup in hand, only to find his princess lifeless in the bushes. He screams a blood-curdling scream. Life has never been the same. Mike Gargiulo, the family's neighbor, is the leading suspect in the case. He acts arrogant when questioned and refuses to cooperate with the police. Gargiulo flees shortly after this incident to California to escape the police and lay low, at least for a while. Cut to the Hollywood Hills, 2001. A beautiful blonde fashion student, 22-year-old named Ashley Ellerin, becomes his next victim. She happens to be the actor, Ashton Kutcher's then-girlfriend at the time.
Whoa.
Plot twist. Gargiulo reportedly stabs Ashley 47 times in her Hollywood home. Injuries were so grotesque, I will spare you all the details, but she was almost decapitated.
Ugh, gross.
Ashton Kutcher decides to swing by her home on earlier that night when she does not pick up his phone calls. He went by, the lights were on. He knocks at the door to pick up his girl. No answer. He knocks again. No answer. He peeks through the side window, assuming that for some reason she's upset with him because he's running so late. He sees a stain of red, assuming it's simply red wine, not knowing it was the blood of his girlfriend, her life taken by Gargiulo moments before, who had been posing as a neighborhood air conditioning repairman. The same night, Ashley was supposed to attend a post-Grammys party with Kutcher. Let's fast forward then to 2005. Yet another 32-year-old woman is found stabbed to death in her home. It's December 1st. The Hollywood Ripper stabs Maria Bruno to death in her home 17 times. Now we go to 2008. Gargiulo attempts to murder his new neighbor, Michelle Murphy, in her home in Santa Monica on April 28th. But this time, this victim, Michelle, fights back. After a struggle for her life, she fights off her attacker. And the blood matching Gargiulo's DNA is found at the scene. He's declared a serial sexual thrill killer who was aroused by killing beautiful women. Coming up, I have Ashton Kutcher's testimony and what he was afraid of, plus the verdict just reached less than 2 weeks ago.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
Mackenzie is covering the Hollywood Ripper today for Murder Monday.
I certainly am. When we left off, the case of the Hollywood Ripper. Three murders, a serial killer on the run for nearly three decades, and finally, justice is served. A big part of helping that happen, Ashton Kutcher, who just took the stand recently here in a dark suit, sporting a mustache. He testifies in L.A. that he went to pick up his 22-year-old fashion design student girlfriend at the time to go out for drinks after Grammy's party one night 18 years ago. He goes up to her home, knocks, no answer. Knocks again, no answer. He's thinking, why is she mad at me? Is she mad because I'm so late? He peers in the window on the side of the door. He sees what he thinks is blood, or actually thinks it's red wine, but now we know that it's blood. From the witness stand, he says, basically gives the account, and he says he was so scared that he himself was going to be a suspect with these crimes. Then he is guaranteed that he is not a suspect, and he gives his full account of the case. Now, this is just recently, a week and a half ago. Gargiulos is convicted on all counts of all these murders. He either faces a death sentence or sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. His sentencing is finished. When it is, he'll go back to Illinois to face the first-degree murder of his first victim, Patricia Cachillo. And if convicted, he will then face a sentence of 25 additional years to life.
Wow.
So Ashton Kutcher, what I'm saying, has played a key role in putting this guy away. And actually, they think he has more victims than just the three and the attempted one, up to over 10.
Could you imagine, and by the way, Mackenzie, great job there with Murder Monday today. Could you imagine being like a suspect? Like, I swear I didn't do it.
Well, it's like you go to pick up your girl and you didn't know that she was, you know, dead inside. She'd been murdered. And then later you have to go and then you think, oh my gosh, their eyes are on me. It could have been me. They think it might be me, but it's not.
And like seeing like the red stain, I'm like, oh, like if something with my wife, I'm like, oh, she drinks wine. Lindsay probably knocked it over with the dogs, but it ended up being blood.
Traumatizing. That really just came out though a week and a half ago.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the update on that, and great job today on Murder Monday.
When I was like looking into this case and investigating, it was so funny. I got Uber Eats and the guy came to the door. I was like, I was like, give me the food. Thank you. Bye. And I like slammed the door.
All right. There you go. Murder Monday here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, and we're talking to you at 833-563-2539. Dun, 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 dun. It was Saturday night. The Colts were taking on the Chicago Bears. It was a preseason game that I barely made it into because my wife tried to bring a purse into Lucas Oil Stadium, and apparently if it's not clear and it's that big, they might think it's a bomb or something. So we had to walk away and then come back and made it back with about 3 minutes left in the second quarter.
Wow, that was history-making. Aren't you glad you made it there, though?
I did make it because less than a quarter later, we found out through an ESPN alert that, yeah, Colts quarterback, one of the greatest QBs they thought they'd have, like a franchise guy, made the decision that he was retiring, and it got leaked. Obviously, he was not trying to do that during the game, but it just got so silent. It got so weird. The whole crowd was just really different, and we're wondering, what do you think? How are you reacting this morning? Now, Andrew Luck, obviously, is Indy with the Colts quarterback, but also, he has a Texas connection, too. He grew up there in Texas. He played high school football there. He's a talented guy, so we'd love to hear 833-563-2539. How are you feeling this morning? Where were you? You can certainly sound off. Let's talk to Amy this morning. Hey, Amy, where were you at?
Hey, so I was actually in San Diego over the weekend at my sister's wedding. One of my friends texted me. He was like, I know your sister's about to get married, but Andrew Luck's retiring. I'm like, what? I'm like in the middle of my sister. I'm like, Megan, this is more important than your wedding.
Like, I'm shook right now. I need to process this before we continue with the ceremony.
No, I was shook up. But then you have to realize, like, these are professional athletes. Like, this is their job, and it's not worth sacrificing, like, a lifelong time of health disparities and being hurt all the time when he has a family and things like that. So it sucks, but you got to see it from their perspective, too, for sure.
So you weren't booing him then? You wouldn't be booing like everybody, like some people were. Did you hear the boos?
I saw the video. Yeah, I was watching it later after my sister got married, and I was like, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I know people are upset with raw emotions, but... Somebody's life.
I'm embarrassed. That's embarrassing. I know it was the raw emotion of it, but I mean, it's just a bad look, to be honest, throughout the nation. This young man has done so much for this city and for the game, and he has given us his all. And I mean, his injuries, his pain, they've taken away his love for the game. So to boo him, I was embarrassed.
Yeah, if you missed the actual press conference, here's Andrew Luck getting choked up talking about that decision. He did this, wasn't scheduled, but it happened after the game on Saturday night.
I told the guys earlier in the locker room, it's been the honor of a lifetime to represent the Horseshoe and the city of Indianapolis, both on and off the field.
Well, my friends, thank you. And my wife, Nicole, thank you. I love you.
Wow, getting really choked up
there.
That's
just so brave. It's not like he took this, they made this decision lightly. I mean, think of the severity of this decision, and he did it for himself, and that takes guts.
833-563-2539. Hey, Kendra, what's your reaction? What did you want to say?
Hey, you just played that and you got me emotional.
I'm sorry. No. I didn't mean to.
I just want to say this pretty much the same thing. I think it's awful that the fans did that. You call yourself Colts fans. You should be there for Andrew. He's getting ready to start a family. I feel like that's his priority. He's a human being, too. You know, he's not just a football player. It's sad to see him go, but he's done so much for the community, and he's such a great guy. I mean, it sucks that his last time on the field, and that's how he was thought out by Colts fans.
Yeah, and I hope that somehow that can be made right. Like, somehow there could be, like, an actual, like, final goodbye in a nice way. And I saw several players on there saying how torn up they are that are his teammates for the Colts. And they're like, man, we're dedicating the season to him.
Yes, that's
because, obviously,
awesome.
If he wasn't hurt, he'd want to play.
Right.
He's not like, I hate football. It's dumb. He's like, I just can't go through this anymore.
I mean, you could see when he was delivering his speech. Emotion so high, it's from the heart.
I'm not playing it again. You want me to have Kendra cry again?
No.
I refuse to play it. It was a very surreal, weird feeling last night. Liv the Web Girl, where were you when you found out?
I was actually at home with my parents, and my sister was the one that received the ESPN breaking news update first, and I literally started laughing so hard because I was in absolute shock. And I was stunned, and I just feel like, of course, this is the way that it is found out and discovered. You know, like, this is not what Andrew Luck's plan was. After the game, he was going to tell his teammates. Then on Sunday, he was going to have a press conference and announce it to everyone. But they got leaked, and it was announced in the third quarter. So it was just kind of funny because, like, I feel like, of course, we would find out this way, like how everyone would find out. And also because I know at least, like, six people that have him drafted in their fantasy football league.
Including O.J. Simpson.
Gosh.
Yeah, O.J. Simpson, if you didn't hear, he wasn't happy.
Andrew Luck, what did I do to you? You could have retired an hour and a half ago before I picked you in my fantasy picks. I mean, what did I do, man? I've been a fan of yours. Why would you do this to me? Come out of retirement. I'm just saying.
All right, breaking news. Andrew Luck is out of retirement. He is now playing after that O.J. Simpson threat.
I feel like that seems like reasonable karma for O.J. Simpson.
Oh, O.J. I was like, talk about two humans on the opposite ends of spectrum of being good dudes. There's Andrew Luck, and then down here there's O.J. Simpson.
And there's some other stats. I was, you know, the more you look into this, first round draft pick in 2012, 7 years with the Colts, led the Colts to 3 playoff appearances, including 2 AFC South Division titles in 2013 and 14. He earned a Pro Bowl selection in each season during that. During the 2016 season, he suffered an injury to his throwing shoulder, but he continued to play. The offseason, he had surgery on the shoulder, forcing him to miss the entire 2017 season. The next year, he returned to playing. He finished second in the league in touchdown passes, setting career highs in several categories, as well as leading the Colts to 10 wins and their first playoff appearance since 2014. They actually kind of soured, but they beat the Houston Texans because we're on the air in Houston. And by the way, that same year, he was voted to the 4th Pro Bowl of his career and was named the Comeback Player of the Year. So he came back from all that adversity, but unfortunately, he got hurt again. That Texas connection, he attended Stratford High School. So yeah,
he's just outstanding all around. And General Manager Chris Ballard went on to say, "We wish Andrew Luck all the best. This young man has done a lot for the city, you know, and of course for the team. So we should be saying thank you."
Hey, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Grill, producer Pork Chop in Houston, Texas, where we're also on the air. We got our technical producer, Lenny Bree. And I kind of feel like I'm letting Pat McAfee down, who's hanging out with us, because I wish I had like an intro song for you.
No.
Like to welcome you?
No, your voice is good enough.
Bro. Yes.
I've never been told that in my life, so thank you.
Might we add Pat, very put together. He's got his hair is like perfect
thank
today,
you.
Looking very nice and svelte.
Thank you. Means a lot.
Yes.
I've been dieting. Diet starts today.
What is your diet?
I don't know. I yo-yo back and forth between the keto diet and then just eating everything in sight. It's honestly one or the other.
I love keto except for the whole bread thing because that ruins it for me. I instantly have a big slice of bread or a bunch of carbs and I'm ruined.
Well, that is the keto diet.
I know. I can't do it.
I like pizza too, though.
And are you getting ready for anything special?
No, not really. I mean, I got a little thing coming up this upcoming fall. I'm going to be a busy man, but...
Oh, we can't wait. Whatever you can divulge, we'll get into later, but we wanted to have you on because, of course, the big news on Saturday, Andrew Luck retiring, shocked the nation.
Yeah.
You yourself retired young. We want to hear your take on... I mean, what was your first thought? We have been playing your Instagram that you captured when you saw the news, like the rest of us.
Oh, I thought it was fake. I thought it was a fake.
Really?
I thought it was a fake tweet. I thought Adam Schefter got hacked.
Yeah.
I thought somebody was trolling Adam Schefter, came in, biggest news story that we can break that somebody might find a relative. Bang, Andrew Luck's retiring. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a big old joke.
We hoped it was a joke.
Me too. I sent like 3 text messages. I'm like, this has got to be a troll. I even texted Schefter. I was like, yo, hey, change your password.
What happened to your account, man?
Hey, somebody
1234 doesn't work.
Yes, exactly. And he didn't respond, still hasn't. But I found out it was real, and it was... It was a wild moment. I mean, that was a crazy moment. And I think a Saturday night news dump is crazy. It's kind of owned the weekend, especially a preseason weekend. But I'm happy for him. After listening to the press conference, I understand a lot more. I think I had a lot more questions before the press conference. And then when I watched the press conference, I was heartbroken for him.
Sure.
As a friend and former teammate, I just hope he finds his joy again, man. He looked very distraught about it all. And I'm happy for him if he's at ease, and that's all that matters.
Pat McAfee joining us here on the show. As a guy that some would say you retired pretty young, too, how old are you?
I am currently 32. I'm an old soul, though, Joe. I retired.
He's an old soul.
I retired at 29, though, just like Andrew. So that's about the only thing we have in common.
No, you were a talented man, and you definitely here's the thing you have in common. You both care a lot about the city and the team that you played for. You do way more outside than just play football. You do a lot there. Did you kind of feel, after hearing how Andrew Luck felt, kind of the same thing when you retired? Was it pulling on you, or you just knew, I think I'm done playing football?
So the difference between me and Luck is a lot of things. I mean, his brain and about $60 million. But
that's one of the differences.
I had been thinking about mine for a couple of years.
Okay.
So I thought about retiring a couple of years before.
And what stopped you before?
I traveled to Japan with Chuck Pagano and a USO troop. And we sat right next to each other for 14 hours. And my plan was to tell him I was going to retire. I just got done with a comedy tour through Indiana. I was having so much fun off of the field. I was doing a lot with my foundation. I was doing a lot with Bob and Tom. I was doing a lot with media. And I was enjoying it a lot more than kicking balls. I was like, hey, this is a lot of fun. And there's money out here to get. And I was excited about it. I had taken care of my family. So I had a couple of years. And then we flew to Japan together, less than 6 inches away from each other. I let him know all the things I thought they did wrong. he let me know all the things he thought I did wrong. And about 8 hours in, I was like, all right, I'm coming back. I'm play another year.
Love
and
it.
Then a year later, I ended up retiring. So he did it for 2 weeks, he said. This all kind of came to be in the last 2 weeks. And I think in the last 2 weeks is when they realized that it wasn't a calf strain, that it was a potential ankle injury that could linger all season. And I don't think he wanted to get back in that mindset of dealing with an injury for an entire year. And ultimately, it was too much for him. He said, I'm not doing this again. I'm out of here. I made a promise to myself a couple years ago. So I think it's – he and I have vastly different situations where for a couple years I was like, I don't know if my heart's in this anymore. I don't know if this is what I want to do. I don't know if I want to wake up and kick balls when our offense fails. I think I'd rather just talk into microphones. But he and I ultimately end up in the same place, which is happiness, hopefully. And that's all that matters.
What was your reaction? Because I saw it all over. I was at the game and people booing him as he walked out. I'm like, that sucks. I understand people are angry. Like, nobody wants to find it out that way. And he didn't want it to come out that way. But I think as of now, the last memory that Andrew Luck has is some unhappy fans booing him. And that guy.
That cannot be the last memory he takes.
I hope not. But I mean,
let's assume that the Colts in Indianapolis and everybody will make it right. Right? I think there's going to be something that'll make it right for him to have a much better memory. I assume the mayor is going to have an Andrew Luck day here within the next couple of days.
Absolutely. We're all behind that.
Which are all warranted, by the way. But also, if we think about the fans that were booing, by the way, very regrettable decision, bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put yourselves in their shoes just for a moment, they are the people that go to the third preseason game and pay tickets. They're the people that have stuck around all four quarters of a preseason game.
Emotions are high. They're not thinking straight.
Exactly. And let's assume that they've maybe potentially had an adult cocktail or two at the game. I mean, how do you sit through four quarters of a preseason football game?
It is pretty rough. Yeah.
You know what I mean? True that, Pat.
So 2 years ago, this same exact drunk guy who was booing Andrew Luck at the preseason game was told that Andrew was going to come back, and then Andrew didn't play for an entire year. Then this year, he's told Andrew's going to come back, and then Andrew retires. His immediate reaction might have been of anger, which he regrets. So it was very stupid of them to boo him. I think it was only like 1,000 people, too, by the way.
Yeah, it wasn't like a full Lucas Oil Stadium, but still, it's just like,
it's a bad look for our city, though.
It was, like, nationwide.
Yeah, so I think it's a regrettable decision by them. But if you just immediately look from their side of it, they were drunk and angry, and I think they all regret it immediately after listening to Andrew Luck speak, because the guy is an absolute warrior for this city and has done a lot.
Absolutely is. I was just going to ask you, have you talked to any of your former teammates? What's kind of, have they called you? Have you spoken to anybody?
There's been a lot of wow. Like a lot of wow, wow, wow. Like the night it happened, there's I think I got like 10 text messages from former teammates and people that worked in the building. The people that worked in the building were also surprised by this. I think this also took a lot of people by surprise that it all happened. I got a couple like I'm floored text messages, which I'm not sure there's any other way to describe a complete surprise, but a lot of people were very surprised by this whole thing because Andrew is so good at football, right? He has everything. He's the smartest guy you've ever met. He's incredible at football. He's got a wife. He's got a kid coming. He has a home here in Indianapolis. You think a guy has it all, and then you realize inside he's battling against things, and I think this is a quick, nice little memory or something to remember that maybe something inside, although it looks great outside, isn't. And I think that is the whole judgment thing. And I just hope he finds some happiness, honestly.
That spoke to me very deeply, Pat. Hey, it's true.
It's in the feels.
Yeah, that was like an aha moment.
I think I could be prophetic every once in a while.
I do. You and Oprah. Yeah. I mean, yes.
Yeah, me, Oprah.
How do you think?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes.
How do you think everybody that is freaking out, like, oh man, what are we going to do? The team's not going to be the same. Well, of course not, because it's Andrew Luck. But do you think the Colts are going to be okay this year? What do you think of the team we have?
I think that it also plays into the reason of the surprise, right? Because this year's team is the best team that has ever been put around Andrew, now Jacoby. Chris Ballard has a southern twang, a young face, and a great football brain. I think the team he's put around the quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, is a very good one. And I think Jacoby has a real shot to be great this year. I think the last time he played, he only came in like 2 weeks before the season started, got thrown into a situation. Obviously, he comes from the Patriots, which are an incredible operation. Now he's got a handle of the offense. I think he got a chance to watch Andrew last year succeed. I think there's a real shot that this team could be good. And also, a moment like this can bring a team together, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Chemistry is a big deal. Camaraderie is a big deal. It's a trait on a team that are most teams that are great that don't get talked about a lot. And this type of situation is something that can bring a team together. Now, granted, would we be better off if Andrew Luck's playing quarterback? For sure. But maybe Jacoby Brissett hasn't had his opportunity to become the next Andrew Luck. And maybe this year will be it.
That's a great perspective, a great way to look at it. And we want to know, did you text Luck? Did you talk to him? Have you spoken to him personally?
I sent him a text. I don't know if it's the same number, though. I don't know if I have the right
number. Wait, did he respond back?
What did you write?
I said, hey, man, hope you find your happiness. Congrats on everything. thanks for being a great teammate.
Class act. And I think that's how we all should be.
But who knows if that still is known.
Yeah, some random guy's like, yeah, you too, man. Thanks. Who dis?
The green text, because Andrew has that flip phone.
Oh, yeah.
Some 40-year-old man has a flip phone. It's like, Andrew Luck must have had this phone before me, man.
Busting out the jitterbug or something. All right, well, Pat McAfee, thank you so much. I know you don't want to plug anything. You never do. But you got so much going on, and we're so proud of you. Where can people check you out, and what do you got going on this fall?
Just don't. Just don't.
Okay.
Just don't.
I tried.
Too much of me. I'll be on Thursday Night Football. I'll have a show on DAZN Daily and also on the radio stations that Westwood One owns. I think we're on 40 cities.
It's awesome.
I don't know. I don't know how it's going. I don't pay attention.
You just do you. Yeah, that's why we love you.
September 9th, I start, though. Daily show every day on Westwood One channels across the country, DAZN. Thursday Night Football on ESPN. Get up on Mondays on ESPN, and then too much Twitter, too much.
That is a lot, actually.
He
okay.
doesn't sit down.
Well,
ever.
Hey, you're a busy dude because you got to go out of here and hop on TV. But thank you so much for taking the time out and sharing your perspective.
My office is 16 steps away from this.
That's
place.
Crazy.
I know. I see you guys shooting hoops. I'm like, I want to go shoot some hoops.
I was like, Pat, come on. And he was going to call, and he's like, wait, girl, are you right here? And then he's like, I'll just walk on
I'll
over.
I'll walk right in. Sweet. I mean, you guys are right over there. I mean, that's an insanity. You guys are so close. It's
so
great.
Pat will be back is what he's saying.
Hey,
I love
it's
it.
Great to be near greatness. Thank you guys so much for having me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Pat McAfee,
yes,
thank you.
Pat.
Good Monday morning. So glad to have you here. We got myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chappin in Houston holding things down. Lenny Bree, our technical producer, along with you at 833-563-2539. So producer Pork Chop, listen, I love to poke and prod into everybody's life. It's fun to get all the juicy details.
No, not you, Joe.
And when I get to know Mackenzie a little bit better, I'm going to be asking her all kinds of details about her dating life, if anything's going on there, because she is single as well. But let's stick to the topic at hand, which is you, Mr. Chops. I hear that you went on a first date like a week ago with someone, and then you also went on another first date with somebody else this past Friday. Am I correct so far?
Yes.
Can I preface this? Mm-hmm. He showed me a picture of one gentleman that I was terrified of, that looked like a murderer. Both Liv and I were like, do not go out with him. He gives us the creeps.
Then he went on to say, no, that's Joe.
No, I did. Yeah, I did not.
A photo of Joe.
I did not go on a date with the guy that you told me not to.
Thank goodness. It's all about vibes. Then he showed me a picture of this one. And I was lit up like a Christmas tree. He was sharp. He was cute. He had cute dogs. Nice smile. I said, go.
Beautiful
so I'm chomping
eyes.
At the bit to hear how it went.
A nice mouth. What else?
Hey. So Liv actually saw me messaging him. And Liv was like, oh, wait a minute. I know that guy. He is so nice. And
Wait, did Liv date this guy?
No, definitely not. He's gay. I'm bi.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah, no, I just used to work with him.
Yeah, and she was like, he is so, so nice. And I was like, oh,
double
tell
whammy.
Me more.
Good looking and nice.
Yeah, so, I will say this too. I know it's like weird to go on two different dates in 1 week, but I did text the first guy.
That's
like
not
respectfully.
Weird.
I mean, okay.
You're way too kind. It's
you're
not
right.
Weird.
That's not weird. The weird part is that I work on the radio and now here I am talking about it. That's the weird part.
You're outing yourself.
So
yes.
Respectfully, I texted him. I was like, hey, I had a great time, yada, yada. But just so you know, I'm going on another date and I'll probably talk about it on the air. So anyways.
Disclaimer.
So we had a date Friday night at 10. We had a late dinner because he got out of work late. And it was really good. I found out we have a very similar coming out story. So that was something that, you know, we could relate to.
When you first laid eyes on him, what'd you think?
Oh, my God. Oh, it's kind of embarrassing. Okay. So we
Daddy both, likey.
We both parked, and we hugged, and we walked in, and we were sitting down, and I just started talking, and he was just, like, smiling the whole time, and I had to stop. Like, I literally couldn't talk anymore.
I have butterflies.
And I was like, I'm sorry, like, you're just so cute.
Oh my gosh.
I love this.
And he's got like these bright blue eyes, and he was just as nice as Liv said. Oh. So dinner went really well. And then I have a friend that flew in over this weekend from New York, and he was like, yeah, let's go out Friday night. And I was like, oh, I'm going on a date. I was like, how about this? If the date goes well, then maybe we'll invite him out. And then I found out during dinner, he said the same thing to his friends. So in the middle of dinner, he's like, so just so you know, I've got some friends. We're all going out tonight. And I told him if it went well, like, you could come. I was like, I said the same thing with my friend. So we went out. We had a fantastic time just drinking all night. And then took an Uber to his place.
So did you stay the night?
And?
Yes.
You little tramp.
What do you mean, tramp? What
did
does
you
that mean?
Did you sleep on the couch or in the same bed?
Joan is poking and prying.
It's like awkward moment.
These are questions, listen, poor chat, that people, they want to know.
Well, the date went great, obviously. Yeah, are you going to see him again?
Oh, of course. I'm definitely going to see him again. But guys, oh my gosh, I embarrassed myself so much.
What happened?
Okay. So when I say this, I don't want you to think there's a difference between like live white girl wasted and pork chop white girl wasted.
It's White Claw wasted. This guy drinks White Claws okay. And is out of commission.
I love
hear
White
what
Claw.
You're going to say, but I'm going to have a moment to defend myself.
I threw up.
No.
Oh, yeah. My
at
God.
I never throw up.
At his
so
place?
Ha.
Yeah. But like, here's the thing. I wasn't white girl wasted. Like, it was extremely respectful. Like, we were already like sleeping and I woke up and I was like, hey.
So please
hey.
Tell me you made it to the restroom.
I was like, I think I have to throw up. And so like we went, he showed me to the bathroom real quick and I did. And yo, this guy. This is how you know he would be a winner. He helped me clean it up.
Oh, that's actually that. So nice. Okay, yeah. But that was after you guys, like, you know, had your romance or whatever happened.
We'll leave
goodness.
It to your imagination.
Yes. Wow, what a night. What a first date.
No kidding.
Yeah. Wow.
And then
so you're never scared that if you hook up with someone on the first date that you won't see them again?
Or
they'll think less of you?
I don't think I like hooking up on the first date because, I don't know, like, It seems like such a one-night stand thing to do, but, I mean, we did have a great dinner, and everything was really good, and then, you know, drinks
sometimes
were involved.
The night just, you know, takes on its own.
Do you think that's different, though, in, like, kind of the gay culture?
Oh.
Like, you know, because it's so standard that, like, for a hetero couple or a hetero date, if, you know, the girl sleeps with the guy on the first date, like, oh, no, that's taboo. He's not going to call you back. That's going to ruin things. He's going to think you're, you know, he's going to think you're a slut, all of this stuff. Do you think that's different in the gay culture?
Maybe a little bit. It might be a little different.
Interesting.
I mean, that's only my, you know, I've only had one boyfriend. My girlfriend,
can I ask a question? There's no judging for ignorance, but I just truly have wondered how this works in, like, the gay or bisexual community.
Uh-huh.
Like, to me, traditionally, when I take my wife Lindsay out, I'm a guy, she's a girl, I will pay for the meal. Like, when there's two, like, gay guys or gay girls, who pays for the meal?
You know, that's a great question, because every time I always pay for the meal, but this time, he actually offered, well, the waitress came, and she said, separate or together? I was like, together. So she brought the check, and he put his card out first, and then I put my card out, so the waitress, like, took it and did, like, a hand roulette thing, and she ended up picking mine. But
aww.
I've actually...
He paid for it. Okay, so do you always pay then, or no?
I always pay, yeah. I've never had anyone pay on a date for me.
That shocks me.
Wait, never in your dating life have you had somebody else pay for you that you were, like, in a relationship with? Or,
never.
Or dating?
Never.
Why?
Never, ever?
I don't know. Maybe because... I like younger guys that are younger than me.
So what, the older guy or the older girl would pay then? Is that how it works?
I guess. I've been on this earth longer, so theoretically I should have more money.
Do you always ask them out? So maybe the one that asked
yeah,
pays?
He kind of asked me out first.
Hmm.
Then he should be paying for you, right? 833, see, now I'm confused. I'm sorry.
We need help.
833-563-2539. In a, I guess, a gay relationship, like, who pays for stuff? I don't think, Porkchop, you should be paying for every first date like that.
Or in any relationship about paying. Who should pay?
Oh, gosh, we know who gets stuck paying. It's always the dudes. 833-563-2539. You got Mackenzie's question about who should pay in the first date. I want to know, too, like, guys and girls, when you're dating each other, who's actually paying for it? Porkchop, you need a break. Okay, wait a second. Hey, good morning. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and our technical producer, Lenny Bree. And we are talking to producer Porkchop. We're really excited. He had a really great first date he went on this past weekend. So that's awesome. But that's old news. We're already moving on to something new. And that is the fact that he says pretty much his whole life in relationships, whether he's dated a guy or a girl, he's always paid. And he's like, well, usually, you know, I'm the older person. That's kind of how it works. And I, in my ignorance, I'm like, well, what if two dudes are dating? Like, who decides who pays? And he's like, well, I've always been the older guy, so I pay. But then Mackenzie, you throw something out there. And by the way, I would like to know what you think. 833-563-2539. If you've got the own personal rule or philosophy, because what you just told me a second ago blows my mind.
Mine too, because I'm new to this whole dating thing. So one of my guy friends said, like, he is new on the scene and he goes on dates every single night. And he just texts me. He says that he goes on a first date if he's interested or thinks there's potential. Basically, if she's smoking hot, he will pay. But if not, and he meets her in person and is like, meh, then he goes in halfsies, which is terrible.
But wait, okay, and this is old school. I know it's old school mentality, but the belief I've always had or I've thought is that if a guy asks the girl out, she pays. Even if the girl is
like
very
he
forward
pays
and
that,
asks,
right?
Yeah, the dude would pay for that. So you're telling me, like, doesn't the girl, like, Mackenzie, let's for say example, you went on a date with a guy, this guy. I know you wouldn't, but let's say you did, and for whatever reason, he didn't think you were that hot. You
and
weren't
he
that
asked
attractive.
Me out?
Yeah, but he's like, oh, she's not what I thought she was. Would you be expecting or being ready to pay for half your bill?
No, if a guy, I like a gentleman. That's how I was raised. So if a man asks me out, I would assume at least he offers to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would, if he doesn't pay, then there will be no second date. And I don't mean to be a brat. I'm just saying, I think that's like a sign of respect. Like, I've asked you out to come out to dinner with me. It's on me. It would be weird if he's like, oh, here's the bill.
All right, we're going to a parallel universe because I have Mackenzie on the show with me, and then we have Mackenzie on the phone.
Oh,
hi,
yes.
Mackenzie.
The other Mac. Woohoo!
Hey, how are y'all?
We're just trying to understand things here. What do you think?
So I think every time I've gone out with a guy, they've always paid. I would definitely be okay with paying. I don't think just because you're a man, the genitals you're born with means you pay my tab. But every time I've gone out with a girl, I think it's really just whoever asks out. Or more of like a, I don't know how to say, I guess, dominant thing.
So, Mackenzie, do you date other girls or guys?
Not openly date other girls.
Okay. But. Interesting.
Yeah. See, she's kind of the old school mentality,
the
too.
The plot thickens.
The person who asks pays.
All right. Well, what sucks is that I've never had anybody ask me out when I was single back in the day. So, when I was single, I was like, pork chop, I paid for everything.
Right.
But by the way, ladies, if you ever want to step up and pay, let us know. We appreciate that. It's kind of hot. Let's go to Morgan this morning, 833-563-2539. Morgan, what did you want to say?
Well, I think it can go either way. I mean, for a hetero relationship, because I've been married for almost 3 years, but when my husband and I first got together, I kind of was like wanting to see if he would be a gentleman enough to pay himself on our first date. And he did. So in return, because he paid for dinner, we went bowling after. So then I paid for the bowling.
Oh, that's cute. I like that. Yeah. So he got that. She gets the after event.
That's not a bad plan. Hey, Thank you, Morgan, for calling in. Let's do one more call. We'll go to Michael. Hey, Michael, you're on the show. What do you want to say?
But, so I was thinking about this because actually my girlfriend and I were talking about it quite a bit last night, actually. The way I was raised, if you're, you know, first date, guy always takes care of it, but I always say, you know, he should take care of it from there on out. But eventually at some point in the relationship, you'll get to where some people may want to have it 50-50.
Yeah.
And I'm completely okay with that.
I felt bad for Porkchop because he was in a relationship for 7 years and he paid for everything all 7 years, Porkchop said. Like, your ex never treated you to anything ever?
No, not even dates. I mean,
not even like a hot and ready pizza?
Like,
I mean,
geez.
It's a stretch. Like, maybe one time,
maybe
but
that's
it wasn't like a date. It was
like, an ex.
We're going out to dinner.
I bought some Hot Pockets. Would you like one?
Come on.
Michelle, hey, you're on the show. What'd you want to say?
Hey, I do know, like, if it's a first type of date thing, first, second, third, whatever, I do think women should pay for themselves up until the guy starts dating you. Then, you know, let them pay. But for me, it's like, if I get paid, I like to pay type of thing. You know, like every once in a while, I'll say, hey, let me get you, let me treat you to what you like.
How do they react to that?
He likes it. I mean, I've met a couple of guys that think that's what is it called?
Like disrespectful,
undermining them or whatever.
Oh, demasculate them or whatever. Emasculate them. Yeah,
they feel that way. But I'm like, no. If you treat me good, I'm going to treat you good. You know.
No, no doubt about that. Lindsay, my babe, if you're listening, if you want to pay for the anniversary dinner, you can totally take control. That'd be awesome.
Just put it out there.
Yeah, just putting out those vibes into the earth. Hey, why don't we throw this maybe up on Facebook in a second? We'll do that on radio now. And you can let us know how you think about that. We'll give you the whole scenario of Pork Chop. And let us know, like, what do you do on that first date? Because that's interesting. Hey, man, we're happy the date went so well. And thanks for sharing all the details.
When's the second date?
Unfortunately, I just found out, like, so I work from, like, 5 a.m. to noon, and he works from like noon to 9, Monday through Friday.
Oh,
so
no.
It's like out.
So Saturday.
Yay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yay. There we go.
I'll spell it for you. D U M M Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Okay, things have been insane, and I would like to hear from anybody. 833-563-2539. If you have had one of Popeye's chicken sandwiches, which everybody's talking about, they got like their original, and then they got their spicy. It just went viral like over the past week, and I love me a chicken sandwich. Like Chick-fil-A, I'm there all day. Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston, he actually has a black card from Chick-fil-A that they give.
Stop! I didn't know those exist.
They do in certain cities in Houston, for example.
Sweet.
You get like unlimited Chick-fil-A. It is the greatest perk of all time. And we're talking like Quavo from Migos. He was selling Popeye chicken sandwiches for $1,000 each. He had like a whole bag because they're running out, Mackenzie. There's fights happening. People want to try and see how good is the chicken sandwich from Popeye's compared to Chick-fil-A.
Okay, Joe, I want you to rate chicken from Popeye's, KFC, Chick-fil-A.
I think it's different. For a chicken sandwich, because KFC doesn't offer that, Chick-fil-A is the greatest. Like,
okay.
Just from, like, restaurant stand, like, fast food, Chick-fil-A is amazing. That you can't do wrong. Even their grilled, which I don't like. I'm sure Liv might be more of a person if she ate a bun. Their grilled chicken's pretty good.
Okay.
They're deep fried. Oh, that is so good. Their spicy sandwich and a little bit of cheese. Oh, that is so good. I've never had Popeyes. Liv, have you had Popeyes?
I have not had Popeyes, but with all of this happening and all of them like trolling each other on Twitter, like all of these big chicken places, I have come up with a genius idea. Me and Pork Chop are both broke and we have zero money. What we need to do is we need to go to Popeyes. We need to buy at least 40 chicken sandwiches. We need to sit outside of a Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. So then when people drive by thinking they're going to get Chick-fil-A, then they see that it's closed and they remember like, dang it, it's Sunday. We can sell them a Popeye sandwich for like $10.
I was going to ask how much you're going to charge.
Yeah, $10
genius,
sandwich.
Genius, Liv.
Yeah.
But here's
yeah.
the thing, though. I don't think that's possible, Liv, because this is what happens with our Dummy of the Day story, that you can't even get your hands on the sandwich. Here's what happened. Popeye's customers ended up fighting staff after they ran out of chicken sandwiches. Listen to this. An angry customer was caught on video leaping through the drive-thru window.
Yes, that's the best part.
Give me my chicken sandwich.
Leaping through the window.
This happened at a Popeye's restaurant. The man got angry, yelled at three employees because the location had unfortunately run out of chicken sandwiches, which Chick-fil-A, I saw some of their stuff like, well, we've never run out of chicken sandwiches. Like, how do you run out of chicken sandwich if that's what you got? One female employee armed herself with a broom and tried to hit the man repeatedly with it after he jumped through the window. Like, get back. Eventually, a male employee bear hugged the man while two other employees slapped him in the face and started punching the dude like nonstop. Like, get back.
Can you imagine working there? Like, honey, how was your day at work?
Well, got a little spicy. Yeah, it is not known if the man was arrested following the incident, but man, it went down at the Popeyes. And I'm wondering, because I wanted to go online on a Friday night. I picked up my wife from work. She was getting some car work done on her car. And I was like, oh my gosh, look, there's a little bit of a line. Let's do it. But I've seen people all over the internet. Like, they wait in these long lines. Has anybody actually had this Popeye sandwich? Is it worth getting in a fight with if it runs out?
We need to know. I've never had Popeyes before.
I feel like we have a job today. Like, today we have to go get Popeyes.
What's our mission? Popeyes?
And we'll go to Chick-fil-A, too. We have to be equal opportunity. We show respect to everybody. But if you have tried the sandwich, would you call in at 833-563-2539 and let us know which one, in your mouthwatering opinion, is better, the Popeyes or the Chick-fil-A? Joe on the Radio 9 Morning Show. Got myself Joe, got Mackenzie, and we got Liv the Web Girl. What a crazy show it was today.
Are you doing okay over there?
Yeah, I'm doing good over here. I'm just excited because we had so much fun. Thanks again to Pat McAfee for coming in and hanging out.
What the f***?
Yeah, I know, man. It was a good one.
Isn't he the coolest? I just loved his perspective on retiring early. Of course, we were all shook by Andrew Luck's retirement news. Thank you so much, you know, to him for what he's done for the city, and he's amazing.
Yeah, he was a great guy. We've got the photo up on our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show, if you want to check that out, and we will get that interview up there soon. What do you got going on today, Mackenzie? How is your Monday looking?
Ooh, I have lots to do. Busy, busy. And then tonight, I'm going to meet the teacher. So my little Lucy is in fourth grade. I get to meet her teacher this evening, so that's exciting.
Any nerves going into that, or how are you feeling for that? I gotta imagine it's a little nerve-wracking.
I think it's gonna be so much fun. I love like seeing her little desk and what she set up and kind of going through her what she does on the daily, although it's kind of funny. I swear when I have like parent-teacher conferences or anything, I'm like, I'm the parent here? Like, it just
this
so
is so weird to you?
It's weird to me, like, the teachers are our age or younger. You're like, what? But I'm excited. So that's tonight.
It's like a 20-year-old like, hey, everybody.
The sad part is it's 6:30 to 7:30, and since we get up at 3 a.m., I'm going to have to, like, literally scoot and then like, go straight to bed.
So I was going
to
say, it's like, hey, teacher, wrap it up. I got a bedtime right here.
But I'm looking forward to that. What about you? What do you have going on later?
For today, I'm kind of bummed because I think we're going to have rain on and off today. So that's kind of a little bit of a bummer. But other than that, I honestly don't know. I have to. Oh, I know I got couples therapy tonight at 6 o'clock with my wife. So I have that. But other than that, I don't think I have anything, which is weird. And I'll take it.
Yeah. Now, couples therapy, is it really a safe zone? Like when you go in there, do you guys not take anything like carry over?
Well, that's what everybody says you're supposed to be, but I feel like sometimes it could be a total cluster, and you never know what you're going to get. But no, my wife and I are really good about that. Pork Chop just reminded me, too. Andrew Luck, obviously sad news, retiring from the Colts. We're bummed out. But we got like this little kind of Andrew Luck bobblehead we're going to be giving away
yes.
all this week. So in honor of that. So if you would like to win that, why don't you call right now, and we'll get your information as the show wraps up. 833-563-2539. We'll pick one random person, and you'll win that today. And we will have more. I think Dustin's got one in the afternoon, and we'll have more this week, too, here on Radio Now.
Hello. I feel like the value of this has just escalated.
No doubt about it. Liv, how's your day looking? What do you got planned for your Monday?
My sister is actually in town. She's training for a new job, and so they brought her here to Indy for training. So tonight she's going to come to a cycle bar class while I'm working, and then we're going to go grab dinner after that. So
oh,
I'm super
so
excited.
Fun.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, hey, we can't do any of that, though, unless we get on out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and our technical producer in Houston, Lenny Bree, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.